I've not run across a formal definition of a boundary. I think that what you run into is a mechanistic boundary. Microevolution is where you can see Darwin's basic things in action. Macroevolution is where you don't have that mechanism verified for what's going on. And yet they would say that something evolutionary has taken place. One sort of scheme I use to differentiate micro and macroevolution, I mentioned it there, of course, is are new organs being developed or appearing in the animal, or some major structural change, for example, the wing in a bird of the bat. Here you've got the standard forearm of bats, very similar to a mouse in some ways. The forearm, suddenly these fingers elongate tremendously. The skin fills the void between the fingers, and the thing can fly. That change in that basic organ is very drastic. It's hard to envision, again, how that could happen in small steps over time. That kind of major change in an organ, I would call macroevolution, or a new organ developing from scratch, gills, amphibian lungs, that kind of thing.
Another possible definition there might be George Gaylord Simpson's, the one you showed in that chart, where he tries to distinguish between what you might call accidental deficiencies in the record and systematic deficiencies in the record, which is a distinction he makes himself, where there's evidence that this thing was here because he has a few sprouts along here with the gaps between them. But then here, moving up to a new whole system, he just got these dashed lines up, and he says they're systematic deficiencies. Well, that may suggest something systematically different is happening there. You punctuate the equilibrium guys would say that's where the big change takes place. Your neo-Darwinians would say that's where the little population in isolation quickly changes. And we'd say that's where God intervened to do something or another, whether he changed the genes inside something or whether he created new something out of scratch.